Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and today is the second day of the finance minister outlining a tranche of India's massive rupees 20 lakh crore fiscal stimulus. So finance minister basically announced nine steps from COVID-19 economic relief package, three for migrant workers, one for shishu loans, one for street vendors, one for housing, one for employment generation in tribal pockets, and two for farmers. The major announcement that came today was 100% coverage under One Nation, One Ration Card by March 2021 is what the finance minister announced. Apart from that, free food supply for migrants will happen for the next 2 months, and affordable rental accommodation scheme for migrant workers and urban poor under PM Awas Yojana. Apart from that, rupees 2 lakh crore institutional credit will be made available to small farmers. Rupees 30,000 crore additional emergency working capital fund through NABARD released for small and marginal farmers. Liquidity provisions of rupees 5,000 crore will be made by Government of India for special credit facilities to around 50 lakh street vendors. Also, the finance minister said that for migrants who are going back home, they have generated 42.62 crore persons day of work, which is around 40 to 50% more than before the coronavirus lockdown. 2% interest subvention extended to those under the Shishu loan of Mudra that will benefit more than 3 crore people is what the finance minister has said. This will be around rupees 15,000 crore benefit. Let's move to the coronavirus front. Known COVID-19 cases in India stands at 78,003. The death toll in India due to the outbreak has now crossed the 2,500 mark, out of which over 49,200 are active cases, while over 26,200 are the recovered number of patients. With over 25,900 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections so far. It is followed by Gujarat with over 9,200 infections, Tamil Nadu with again 92 above infections, Delhi with over 7,900 reported infections. Delhi is almost moving towards 8,000 mark. Mumbai's Dharavi area, this is considered Asia's largest slum, has reported over 1,000 cases, and 66 were the fresh cases that came from yesterday. Mumbai Traffic Police has collected rupees 9 crore by issuing challans to lockdown violators since March is what reports are suggesting, and this is after when the travel restrictions had come to place. Maharashtra also looks to ease business permissions to attract companies and FDI during this economic crisis as well. With two new COVID-19 cases, total number of Chandigarh cases rises to 191 and total number of deaths in Chandigarh stands at 3. Nearly 2,600 COVID-19 cases in Tamil Nadu are solely traced back to the Coimbedu wholesale vegetable market in Chennai. So authorities have already declared it a hotspot, but there is this one hotspot that is responsible for so many cases. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has also said that the government has received a lot of suggestions from many market associations, and most of them have said that the market and market complexes should be open. So he is thinking about opening these markets on odd even basis, half shops on one day and half on other. There were other announcements also and suggestions that he had received, and he had shared it today. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said that towards the commitment of Kolkata government, our people stuck in different parts of the country and who wants to return back to Bengal, they will announce arrangement of 105 additional special trains for that purpose. Also, if you are at the Delhi airport and planning to go to different parts of Delhi NCR like Noida or Ghaziabad, you might have to shell rupees 10,000 for one taxi ride. So the Uttar Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation is providing taxi services for those who are coming back to India under the Vande Bharat mission, but it will be around rupees 10,000. Indian Railways has cancelled all tickets booked to travel on or before June 30th, 2020. So the refunds will be given for all the tickets that were booked up till June 30th. However, this announcement bars all the special trains and Shramik special trains that will, continue to run as usual. 16 migrant laborers were killed and dozens injured in three different road accidents in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Around 8 people lost their lives in Madhya Pradesh. 6 were reported from Uttar Pradesh. The third accident that left 2 dead were reported from a part of Bihar. So a lot of grim news coming in terms of road accidents and where the victims are the migrant laborers. A parliamentary standing committee on labour has also sought reply from 9 states that include, you know, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, on dilution of labour laws. So there was an announcement made in terms of calling it relaxation of labour laws in order to help revive the economy for the next 3 years by Uttar Pradesh. And its chairperson has said that, you know, asserting that the industry cannot be pampered at the cost of labour's rights. Major announcement also came from the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Kovind will forego 30% of his salary for 1 year. Apart from that, Rashtrapati Bhavan has also said that the consumption during ceremonial occasions like ceremonies that include state banquets will be minimized, and you know these costs will be, you know, almost letting us save around 20% of the budget in the current fiscal year. Apart from that, there'll be a smaller guest list, a lesser usage of flowers and other decorative items, reducing the food menu, and no new capital works will be taken up in FY21. Only the ongoing projects will be completed. Repair and maintenance work will be minimized to only the bare minimum, and substantial reduction in use of office consumables. Purchase of the presidential limousine that is used for ceremonial occasions will also be deferred. Domestic tours and programs will be substantially cut, among other announcements. Also, work from home could be the new normal, as the government offices is also looking at issuing draft guidelines after the lockdown ends. Apart from that, under WHO solidarity trial, India will begin testing 4 drugs that may cure COVID-19. Also, to find a cure for the deadly novel coronavirus, this will be checking the effectiveness of 4 antiviral drugs. COVID-19 pandemic will also eat up on half of dine-in restaurants' revenue in FY21, is what Crisil Research is pointing at. So the economic crisis in terms of job losses, in terms of most of the sectors getting severely impacted can be seen. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. The number of deaths, you know, reported because of the ongoing pandemic is nearing 3 lakh mark, and there are over 4.3 million confirmed infections so far. In terms of worst impacted countries, United States has over 1.38 million cases, Russia over 2,42,000 cases, UK over 2,30,000 cases, Spain with over 2,28,000 cases, and Italy comes next with over 2,22,000 reported cases of COVID-19 infection. US President Donald Trump has criticized a warning that was earlier given by US infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci this week about the dangers of reopening the economy too quickly. And to which Trump has said, and I quote, "To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools." And at 2,42,000 over this number of confirmed infections in Russia, it is the second highest number of confirmed cases in the world, as I said, after US. But with over 2,200 coronavirus deaths, it is also one of the world's lowest reported mortality rates. Some of the key findings by the Italian doctors have now found a link between COVID-19 and inflammatory disease disorder. This is called Kawasaki disease. We have discussed it before, and it was found in many children in the UK and other parts of the world. Chinese authorities now plan to test every resident in Wuhan after a small outbreak that was reported from the previous epicenter. China's National Health Commission has said that 3 new confirmed cases of infections were reported from the country and 12 asymptomatic cases. No additional deaths were reported in the past 24 hours. Hong Kong authorities are going to screen hundreds of families as well. So this is what the local media has been reporting, that its 20-day run of no local infections was broken. And one woman who was over 60-year-old with no recent travel history was this reported case of local COVID-19 infection. Singapore's coronavirus cases also increased by over 700, taking the total number to over 26,000 in terms of reported infections. Also, South Korean health authorities will revise their practice of publicizing the travel routes of coronavirus patients. We have seen, due to the fear of a backlash, this decision is taken in order to stop the backlash against people who attended nightclubs. And this is the new cluster that is responsible for this new outbreak. But in order to, stop hate against this cluster and people who are infected, the government is doing this. South Korea also reported 29 additional cases of infection and one new death in the past 24 hours, according to the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Let's talk about Japan. It is expected to lift the state of emergency for 39 of its 47 prefectures on Thursday. So this is the world's third largest economy, which had declared a nationwide lockdown. It went on for over a month, and there is also one report that suggests that Japan's suicide decline as lockdown has caused, shift in stress factors. So, the situation in terms of mental health is looking little better in Japan than previously when people were overworked. So Japan's pharmaceutical company that was looking at, clinical trials for potential vaccine has also said, it's called Japan's Takeda Pharmaceuticals. So it has said that it could begin clinical trials for a potential treatment by July, as per a report by Reuters. Also, New Zealand has announced a big stimulus package of 50 billion New Zealand dollars in terms of, in order to fight the economic crisis after the pandemic. And coronavirus vaccine is possible in about a year, is what the EU agency has said. And as per international reports, WHO has said that the virus may never be eradicated, so it might end up becoming an endemic like HIV, and there will be requirement of a massive effort in order to counter this. But in order to survive this, we will have to learn to live with this pandemic. Germany's total cases also jumped by over 900, taking the total number to over 1,72,000. The country's death toll increased by 89 as well. So the total number of people who have died in the country are now over 7,700. Number of passengers going through Dubai International Airport is what the international reports are suggesting, citing studies. We know Dubai is one of the largest travel hubs. It is also an intersection if we talk about layovers. It fell by a fifth in the first 3 months of 2020. So we are seeing almost 20% fall in the Dubai International Airport in terms of passengers going. Also, if we talk about Australia, over 6 lakh jobs might be impacted in April alone. We are talking about some of the country's statistics studies that say that almost 5,94,300 jobs in Australia will be lost in the past months. So we are looking at country's statistics bureau report, and it's saying that over 5,94,300 jobs were lost in April alone. Also, as a result of the coronavirus, Uber will require its drivers and riders to wear masks all around the world. Cats can contract coronavirus, but risk of transmission to humans is still unknown, is what one of the latest studies has found out. Moving on, AstraZeneca, which is partnering with the University of Oxford in order to develop a potential COVID-19 vaccine, has said that the data from phase 1 trials will be available in a month, according to international reports. Also, as per a forecast by the United Nations, this pandemic could shrink the world economy by 3.2%. So that's a major contraction that we are talking about. Apart from that, some of the interesting articles and opinion pieces that you would like to read on the Money Control website are, want to buy a house during COVID times? So then you have to decide if it is for self-use or investment first. This is what Raj Khosla writes, that if you're planning to invest in real estate, it's better to begin by asking yourself whether it is for self-use or investment purposes. You can also catch up on the opinion pieces on a website where experts write about the take on the finance minister's announcements. So in one of the articles, Biswajit Dhar writes that India has seen one of the largest reverse migrations back to the villages, and the government must urgently redraw its development priorities to address this reality. As per the reports by the census over the years, we have seen that the migration, the internal migration and the number of circular migrant labours had increased if we compare it to the previous decade. So what he's talking about is reverse migration because of the pandemic. Also, with that, let me quickly remind you about the Money Control's daily isolation planner. It includes curated motivational quotes, workouts, cooking tips, Goodreads, watch list, everything specially curated for you, so you don't have to struggle to make your day productive or take a break. You can do it with Money Control Daily Isolation Planner. With that, today is the last day for the special Money Control Pro offer. Let me remind you that MC Pro has been providing an ad-free experience, faster access, curated market data, investment ideas. You can now subscribe at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day, that is ₹365 for 1 year till today. Also, while you are at it, look out for the benefits worth ₹20,000 available to only Pro users. So log on quickly to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Thanks for tuning in today. With that, it's a wrap, but all feedbacks and suggestions are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com.